I know in Denver, what is it? Trade has a puppy night, pup night, something like that.
They do. They do. There's a bar here in Denver that does have a night where they do invite the trainers and the pups. I'm probably going to get that all wrong and I'll get a call telling me I'm not using the proper terminology.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Who do you know? I'd like to know who's going to be calling you when they hear this.
My ones of listeners.
Yeah, your ones of listeners. Big fatty, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
My ones of listeners.
Yeah, your ones of listeners. Big Fatty, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3072, I say chew. Oh, the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 19th of November 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got lots on my list, and we're probably going to have a voice letter or two. Yes, be ready. This just into the BFO celebration desk. Y'all, today is National Turnip Day. Big Fatty, let it swirl. Hello, Coilers. Big Fatty, how appropriate for World Turnip Day. It's true. Y'all are the turnip head. Y'all remember the turnip head, don't you? You used to do that toucan beanie, and he used to do the underpants show. Yes, Big Fatty, we miss the underpants show. Not so much the toucan beanie. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. But anyway, y'all, it's World Turnip Day. So y'all celebrate with a healthy movement. Big Fatty, a healthy movement. That is just vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today we have one very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, before we get to that, y'all, there's been an overlooked celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it was last Thursday, 9 months to the day after the day of love. Yes, Big Fatty, VD, it's true. And y'all, when you think of VD, y'all, you can only think of one person. Y'all, Big Fatty has met him a couple of times at the Pride 48 down there in Nolens. And y'all, he's part of that a little show out there in the Seattle that stars fucking Dan. Yes, Big Fatty, he's the big star of that show. And Kyle, and then the little helper on that show, y'all. That's the birthday we miss, y'all. It is Gayish Mike. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Gayish Mike. Nessa wants to have his baby. Oh, we never. Anyway, y'all, I did not have him on the mock and calendar, and fucking Dan sent that to me. And y'all, he is celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal over in Scotland. He's running around in one of those skirts with all of his nitty bits sticking out. Big Fatty is nitty bits. I don't know what that is either. But happy birthday, belated, to Mike. And y'all, then our next celebration of exiting the birth canal, it's actually today. Y'all, he does not listen, I don't think, to the BFO. He'll probably listen today. I shouldn't say that. I don't know if he listens or not. But anyway, y'all, he is the husband. He is the husband of Randy. Randy. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like a Mexican accent. Randy in the penis Slivania. Y'all, it is Shy Tom. Oh, Big Vinny, we love Shy Tom. Where is he? Oh, he's over in the corner. And I don't know. I don't know if Shy Tom is on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, but y'all, I know Mike, Gayish Mike is. So y'all, if you see Gayish Mike or Shy Tom or even Randy in the Penis Slivania on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal or a belated one. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
It is lovely. Y'all, let's see. After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I went for my second nipple walk of the day, and y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And then, y'all, one thing I was going to tell you yesterday that I didn't get around to, y'all, on Friday, y'all, I received a check. I received a $50 check in the mail from the South Kakalaki Department of Revenue. And y'all, they were talking about this on the TV machine. And it says, this is your $50 rebate. South Kakalaki lawmakers determined tax dollars generated by the 2018 Mega Millions winner would fund $50 rebates for taxpayers. Eligibility is based on 2018 South Carolina individual income tax returns. Taxpayers who file jointly receive one rebate. Learn more at the Department of Revenue. And so, y'all, I got that, and I did the mobile deposit just as quick as I possibly could. And anyway, it's done. And y'all, didn't do a whole lot on Sunday evening. Y'all, I did kind of toss and turn a little bit. I'm not going to blame it on Whitman Tinker. Y'all, it's that mattress. It's that mattress that I had on my love a chamber bed. And y'all, it's awful. Awful. But y'all, I knew it was the last night on it. And y'all, I'd gotten a message that they would be delivering my new mattresses. Yes, that's plural. On Monday between 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon and 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So that was nice. I got up on Tuesday morning. No, well, let's go back. Y'all, I decided on Sunday night that I was ready to give myself a crema present. Big Fatty, you've been buying a lot of things for yourself here lately. Well, y'all, you know, it's yes, I have, and it's all good. And so, y'all, I resubscribed to the newspaper, and y'all, it's supposed to start being delivered today. And y'all, I've missed it. I truly have missed it, and. So we'll see how it all goes. And yes, Big Fatty, move forward. And y'all, then on Sunday night also, I got an e-letter from the Xfinity. You know, that's the Comcast. And y'all, they say that they've increased my speeds. But I need to update my device. Big Fatty, you need to update lots of devices. So y'all, gave me a www, and I went online and ordered a new router, And y'all, it's supposed to be coming this week, and then I have to take the old one to the Xfinity stow and have them take care, you know, credit it back to me. So y'all, it was no extra charge. So hopefully I'll get a little extra speed. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you always need some extra speed. So anyway, I got up on Monday morning and y'all had my coffee, went for my morning nipple walk, came back, got a share. And y'all, about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, it was the mattress people calling. Big Fatty, we're running a little early. Can we come on? And I said, yes. And so y'all, they came on. They were out of here before a quarter of two. So y'all, I have the new mattress and platform, adjustable platform bed in the visitor, the guest bedroom. And y'all, the platform, for my, love chamber, y'all, it was out of stock, but they're delivering it on Thursday. But y'all, I got the new mattress, and y'all, when the guy went to take the old mattress out, he goes, "Oh my God, look how that's warped like that." I said, "Yes, I know. I'm glad to see it go." And y'all, but they did a great job. They took out the old mattresses and hauled them away and set everything up just lovely. And y'all, I don't know what it is. Y'all, have you ever tried to turn your mattress? Y'all, it takes like a fleet of enemas. Big Fatty, it does not. It takes like a fleet of people to turn it. Y'all, these people are walking around carrying a queen-size mattress by themselves. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. But anyway, y'all, That, for the most part, was my day. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let me back up. Big Fatty, do we need to make that beeping sound? No. Y'all, after they left, y'all, I went to the Home Depot. And y'all, I've ordered the new carpeting for the three bedrooms here in the villa. Y'all, it's I figured it up. Y'all, I was trying to ballpark how much it was going to cost. And y'all, I was figuring up the square feet and getting all this. And then I was, because they only sell it by square yards. And then I was dividing it by three. And then I realized there are nine square feet in a square yard. And y'all, it brought the price down much more what I was hoping to pay. And y'all, so they're coming today too. I say Tuesday to get the official measurements. And y'all, then we'll get the carpet ordered. And hopefully it'll be in before Crema. Big Fatty, that would be just lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, hi, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the Vader family compound. Just finished my takeout, rubbing kitty bellies, you know, all that fun stuff that one does on a Sunday night. The Crema tree is up. The music's on. Watching Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas.
The Anderson family faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas.
Things that you do. Listen. So I have a funny story, and unfortunately, I've been thinking about you a lot lately. It seems like everywhere I turn, there you are. And usually, you're in front of me, holding me up, and not that that's any surprise at all, but it's frustrating. But anyway, the other day, I was at the gym. That's the gymnatorium, and you can't spell buffet without buff. And I was on the art trainer, and you know, well, you don't know, but when you're on the art trainer, you're kind of like moving up and down a little bit. So the fat was going up and down, and it, like, once it gets going, it's pretty easy because, like, momentum. But so I'm burning 500 calories or whatever I'm doing, And Larry walks by. Now, Big Fatty, Larry was like, well, I know now, but I would say a few years older than me, so 40s, like, and like dark hair, olive skin, a little bit shorter than me, though hard to tell because, again, I'm up on the art trainer way up in the air. And so he says, hi. And I was like, looking around, I'm like, hey. And he's like, nods, and he keeps going. And I was like, oh dear. Like, that's going to be awkward. Like, I hope this isn't some, like, follow me to the shower event that's happening. Because, let's be honest, we're not, like, we want to be that trashy, but no matter how hard we try, we just can't be that trashy. Anyway, and so we bumped into him again. Like, I was going to get some water or something, and he was doing something, stair climbing, I think, working on his glutes. And he was like, and he nodded and he smiled. And I was like, you know, like, well, who would have thought that I would have gotten a date out of the gymnatorium? And so this went on a few other times, and I get my stuff, and I get my, you know, I'm drinking my protein bullshit, and I'm going to my car, and I see him drive away in his truck, and Big Fatty, it hit me. At first, I was like, oh God, is this a former coal miner? Blah, 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 blah. It was Young One. Now, had I realized, because Young One is age, I mean, like, whatever, like, it's probably been 10 years since we've seen Young One. We were a little bit shocked. Would have been like, hi, oh my gosh, hi, you know. And also, Big Fatty's still alive, but I would have thrown that in there. And then I've been like, let me give you his number. And then, you know, he could have come by the villa. So anyway, and if it wasn't Young One, then I really don't know who it was, but I'm pretty sure Young One. And, you know, I never got to sleep with Young One, so I haven't seen him in various stages of undress, although I think he bartended in his underpants. Actually, I think he did sleep in my bed once. But anyway, my 20s were a little bit fuzzy. So, all righty. Well, got to run. I got to go clean up kitty vomit. Meow.
Yeah, I guess y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And what a lovely trip down memory lane. Oh, Big Benny, we love the memory lane. And y'all, a Young One, he was straight, and well, mostly, and I never fooled around with him, but y'all, he took a liking to Big Fatty, and worked at the PatrickRubble.com, and y'all, he was always had a smile on his face, and you know, I'd kind of try to help him, you know, when he was bartending. I'd notice somebody didn't have a drink, and you know, I'd kind of give him the eye, and he'd go down and check on him and things like that. So, you know, just kind of a mentoring thing. But Big Fatty, you sure do love to mentor the Young Ones. Well, anyway, but Veda, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. Just lovely. And if you see Young One, please do give him my number. Big Fatty, I wonder if he knows how to use a special chair. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely two. I say Tuesday. Hortensia. Hortensia is coming back to the villa today. Big Fatty, it'll finally not smell like tooting. Well, it's just, yeah, you're right. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you probably don't recognize those voices. Y'all, that is Casey and Holly from Denver. They were at the Pride 48 this past August, and y'all, they've started a new little show called The Enormous Podcast, and y'all, I don't know if it's in the iTunes yet or not, but what do you think, Casey?
My ones of listeners?
Yeah, ones of listeners. Big Fatty, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Big Fatty has listened and gives his seal of approval.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.